Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now from the Mac Attack Morning Show on WFNZ in Charlotte, Travis Hancock. Travis, how are you, pal? Is Travis there?
Hey, Paul, how are you, man? What's going on?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Just heading into work today. The show starts at 6, and it should be a nice and quiet day, right?
Yeah, you guys don't have too much to discuss down there. Did you have any sense? Did anybody down there have any sense that this was coming?
Zero. I've been doing this since 2005, and this is probably as shocked as I've been when I saw a story. Now, you know, in today's day and age, your first reaction is that can't be real.
Right.
You know, I've fallen for 75 fake Woj stories from the NBA in July alone.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that there's no way this is real. But sure enough, the Panther beat writers were on it right away. And the Josh Norman situation a year ago shocked us a lot. But this one, there was not a whisper. There was not a, hey, we're sports radio. If there was any whisper of this, we'd make a topic out of it. But there was not any inkling whatsoever that Dave Gettleman was not going to make it through the summer. It's one thing if they went 5-11 or something next season. But right now, no, this was had no clue this was happening.
I think one thing most people who follow the league closely know is that Gettleman, not a fan of older players, certainly not giving them multi-year deals. We've heard already, we knew Steve Smith wasn't happy with him. We saw D'Angelo Williams come out on Twitter and say, I've now taken the Panthers off my list of teams that I won't play for now since they fired the snake, Dave Gettleman. But I heard reports last night that this simply may have come down to Thomas Davis wanted a contract extension, not the kind of thing that Gettleman usually does, and Thomas Davis being one of Jerry Richardson, the owner's favorite players, and Jerry Richardson not wanting to lose him. Could it be that simple?
Yeah, that was my first reaction, because there's been a lot of talk here about the situation with Thomas Davis and Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen's got 2 years remaining on his deal. He's threatened to possibly not go to training camp, but you're right. I think this has more to do with Thomas Davis. He's maybe one of Jerry's favorite players ever. We've talked about getting him a statue here because of what he means as a player and a person.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be 35 next offseason, and they've used a first-round draft choice on Shaq Thompson a couple years ago, who you've got to see what he's got at some point, and they're going to split time this year. So I think it does come down to Thomas Davis. I could see a situation where Gettleman says, I'm not going to bring him back, or you know, I'm not going to do it right now anyway. And Jerry says, get it done now. And, you know, with the reports that this goes as far back as Josh Norman, maybe this was just the last straw. So I definitely could see the Thomas Davis thing being a part of this. There's also reports that Gettleman wants to re-sign Kelvin Benjamin already. And there's a lot of people in the front office saying, wait, we've got to see how the weight issue plays out. We've got to see if he gets better as a player. And Gettleman wants to get the most out of his first-round draft choices. Oh. And that was a big deal with Jerry.
Paul Nano's talking to Travis Hancock, the Mac Attack Morning Show, WFNZ in Charlotte. And Greg Olsen, when I think Greg Olsen and Panthers and Jerry Richardson, the first thing that pops into my head was the story I saw where Jerry basically gave him the use of his private plane when Greg was having the medical issues with his child. Is it fair to describe Jerry Richardson, because he played in the league, as maybe the most player-friendly owner in the league?
Well, it certainly appears that way from the outside. Now, we don't hear from Jerry a whole lot. He's not like the other Jerry, Jerry Jones, a guy that comes out and holds a press conference seemingly every day.
Well, to be fair, when your players keep getting arrested, you have to have a press conference every day.
That's true. Now, Paul, I just woke up a few minutes ago to get ready for the show. Has there been a cowboy arrested yet this morning? I need to know before I start our show.
No, but Lucky Whitehead's dog has been found.
Oh, they found him.
It is when you get in. I'm gonna do you a favor now. I'm gonna waste 60 seconds of your life. Okay.
Please go ahead. I got plenty of time.
When you get into the office, go to the sport. You can go to my Twitter page at Paul Nanos. I retweeted it, or you can go to Sports Illustrated's Twitter page. There's a video that they've posted from a Dallas area rapper named, and I'm not kidding you now, I'm not kidding you, Bugatti Casino, okay?
I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, sure, aren't we all? Come on, let's be honest. And Bugatti has the dog. He has
really?
The dog. He claims that one of his posse, if you will, bought the dog from somebody not knowing it was Lucky's, and now he wants Lucky to pay him what he paid for the dog, and he'll give him the dog back. You can't play the video on the air because every other word would be beeped, and it's hard to understand him because clearly Bugatti struggles with the English language. It is one of the strangest stories and strangest videos you will ever see. It's unbelievable, this story.
I thought Bugatti Casino was where Zeke Elliott got in trouble the other night.
Zeke. If you're under investigation by somebody, wouldn't you keep your butt home for a while?
You would think so, but he's a Dallas Cowboy, and that's not the way they think. Often.
No, that's for sure. All right, let's get back to the Carolina Panthers real quick. Obviously, let's look at the team outside of Gettleman. You've got Cam Newton who's trying to bounce back, not just from a disappointing 2016 campaign, but he's coming off some surgery. How did he look in OTAs? What are we hearing about Cam?
Well, he didn't throw during OTAs because of the surgery, so he's going to throw. He's going to do the most throwing he's done this week in Baltimore. He's got the wide receiver. He does a thing at the Under Armour Academy when he brings the wide receivers up there. He'll bring Christian McCaffrey up there. So he hasn't thrown, but it's a good sign that now, only a couple of days before camp, he's going to start throwing. So he's right on track to where they said he'd be right before training camp. So looking forward to seeing how he does in the next week or so.
We know 30 is sort of that magic number for running backs. Jonathan Stewart, now 30, 10th year in the NFL. I don't know if you want to say the twilight of his career, but clearly with running backs, you could say he's on the back end of his career. McCaffrey comes in, I guess, sort of the heir apparent, but completely different running back than Jonathan Stewart is. How is that going to work in the offense?
First of all, we can't wait to see it. We've talked a lot about Christian McCaffrey, as you can imagine. So it should be a really fun combination, sort of the, I don't want to go cliched here, but the thunder and lightning balance. Mm. And Stewart is 30. And, yeah, he's had a lot of little injury problems along the way early in his career. But he did split time with D'Angelo for most of his career until the last couple of years. So, yeah, he's 30, but I don't think he's worn out yet. The offensive line last year for him was a big problem. That's why he went through a stretch there when he wasn't great. But he still runs hard. I think they've still got one more really good year left out of Jonathan Stewart before they fully go to Christian McCaffrey.
Talking Carolina Panthers with Travis Hancock from WFNZ in Charlotte. $55 million for Matt Khalil. Did you shake your head a little bit?
Certainly. We had one of the Vikings analysts on the day after it happened, and he was telling us about all the negatives. But, it certainly wasn't a large number, but they needed a left tackle in the worst way, and it wasn't a great left tackle market. So, really, any guy they brought in during this offseason was going to be a question. And it falls on Dave Gettleman, the money that he gave Matt Khalil, and he got fired, so it doesn't really matter anymore what we think now, does it?
They also gave Kawan Short a pretty big investment, $80 million locking him up in the offseason. Clearly, between him and Luke, those are the guys that should be the leaders of that defense, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Luke Kuechly coming off his concussions, but we're expecting him to be ready to go. K.K. Short was a big signing because, much like when Ray Lewis was in Baltimore and he had Haloti Ngata in front of him to clear the way, you've got to clear some space for Kuechly and Thomas Davis and Shaq Thompson. Those linebackers, that's the heart and soul of the defense there. They need some space to operate. So K.O. on Short was definitely a guy that we thought was worth the money getting re-signed.
Now, you talk about that defense, and you got some pretty good names there. One name that is not there anymore was the leader of that defense. Sean McDermott takes off. He goes to become the head coach in Buffalo. Steve Wilks takes over. He's been on the staff. So do you expect any changes in the way that defense is run?
No, because the core of the defense remains the same. I don't expect a ton of change defensively. Wilks has been here for a long time. He got groomed to take over from McDermott because there was talk for a while that McDermott was going to eventually leave for a head coaching position. The guy that left for Buffalo that you look back now and scratch your head about is their new GM, Brandon Bean, because he was the Panthers' assistant GM, was here for 20 years, and he just left this offseason. So if there was problems with the organization and you kind of, and if Jerry or someone up there had a feeling that Gettleman wasn't going to last, how do you let that guy go and leave your team without a solid option as a backup GM? So Brandon Bean's the guy in Buffalo where we're going. How do you not try to keep that guy around? If there was any inkling that your guy might go, you've got to at least try to keep the other guy around, right? And that's what we're going to talk about, a lot about today.
And now we mentioned McCaffrey as part of the thunder and lightning with Jonathan Stewart. But in college, he was a big return guy as well. Reports out of Carolina I've read say he's going to be the punt returner, but they don't plan on using him on kickoffs right now. Well, why is that?
I just think they have other options, and I guess they don't want to use their first-round draft choice in that regard. Right now they've got Curtis Samuel back there. They've got a lot of guys they can use for that. So I guess they're maybe trying to ease them in. They're going to use them so much offensively. They're going to use them in that part of the return game, as you mentioned. So I guess they're just going to try to maybe ease in the workload a little bit. And it's certainly, if they need him back there, he's always an option.
Graham Gano missed 8 field goals last year. Does he return, or do you think he gets beat out?
Well, they drafted a kicker in the 7th round, this kid out of Georgia Tech.
The 7th round? Come on, the Buccaneers could take a kicker much earlier than that.
Well, they took him in the 7th round. We'll see how that kid – that's one of our more exciting camp battles here in Charlotte. The kicker battle is going to be fun to watch in Spartanburg next week.
That tells you something about the team. That tells you, I think, how good the team is expected to be when one of the biggest battles is the battle at the place kicker position.
Okay, that was probably going to be our topic of discussion this morning before Gettleman got fired.
Wow, things are on fire down in Charlotte, aren't they, Travis?
No doubt about it.
Do you expect a return? Lastly, do you expect a return to the playoffs for the Panthers?
We got into a big on-air fight yesterday about this because our host, Mac, thinks that they're going back to the playoffs. I think that they're probably around 9-7 or so. So I don't know if that would equal out to a wild card spot. I think Tampa Bay is going to be really good. I think Tampa Bay probably would be the team I pick to win the South. But wow. I think the Panthers are 9-7, somewhere right near Atlanta. I mean, that division might be the best division in football.
I agree.
I don't think the teams are going to be – they're not going to be separated by much. But if 9-7 equals a wild card, you never know year to year. That's where I have Matt right now.
Travis, I appreciate the time. Great stuff. Have fun talking Dave Gettleman all morning long.
I think the phone lines are already lit up and the show doesn't start for 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Probably so. Thanks, Travis.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.